This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. People with a history of significant allergic reactions are advised not to get the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine after two people reported adverse effects, England's National Health Service said Wednesday. Two people in that category responded adversely in the UK yesterday. Both are recovering well, according to the National Medical Director for the NHS, who said Britain's medicine regulator have advised, quote, on a precautionary basis that people with a significant history of allergic reactions do not receive this vaccine, end quote. The EU's medicines regulator, which is currently weighing whether to give special approval for several coronavirus vaccines, said Wednesday it had been the victim of a cyber attack. The Amsterdam-based European Medicines Agency said in a statement, quote, the agency has swiftly launched a full investigation in close cooperation with law enforcement and other relative entities, end quote. The United Arab Emirates says a Chinese coronavirus vaccine tested in the Federation of Sheikhdoms is 86% effective, AP correspondent Zaria Sheikhli reports.
The announcement brought yet another shot into the worldwide race for a vaccine to end the pandemic, a scientific effort that has seen China and Russia compete with Western firms for an effective... campaign. The United Arab Emirates, home to Dubai and Abu Dhabi, conducted a trial beginning in September of the vaccine by Chinese state-owned pharmaceutical giant Sinopharm, involving 31,000 volunteers from 125 nations. I'm Zaria Shakili.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel demanded tougher curbs to halt coronavirus infections Wednesday as the death toll reached a daily record of nearly 600 people. This is VOA News. President-elect Joe Biden is outlining his immediate plans for handling the virus pandemic once he enters the White House. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Biden says his priorities are masks.
Mask up for 100 days once we take office.
Getting vaccines into Americans' arms.
100 million shots in the first 100 days.
And reopening schools.
It should be a national priority to get our kids back into school and keep them in school.
Still, he's warning the pandemic may get worse before it gets better, but the nation can beat a virus blamed for more than 280,000 American deaths.
I know that out of our collective pain, we're going to find a collective purpose.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson heads to Brussels Wednesday for dinner with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in a last-ditch attempt to avoid a tumultuous Brexit without a trade deal in 3 weeks' time. With growing fears of a chaotic no-deal finale to the five-year Brexit crisis when the United Kingdom finally leaves the EU's orbit December 31st, the dinner is being cast as a chance to unlock the stalled trade talks. Failure to secure a deal would snarl borders, shock financial markets, and sow chaos through supply chains across Europe and beyond as the world faces the vast economic cost of the COVID-19 pandemic. Any European Union decision to sanction Turkey over its standoff with Greece is not a big concern, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Wednesday, a day before the EU leaders meet for a summit. Turkey, an EU candidate whose accession has been frozen over issues including its human rights record, is at odds with Greece over maritime and energy rights in the eastern Mediterranean. Ankara has angered Greece and the rest of the EU by sending a survey ship and navy vessels to the disputed waters in defiance of calls to stop. Athens is now pressing for punitive sanctions against Turkey at the EU summit beginning Thursday. A man accused of killing two people in an anti-Semitic attack in Germany last year was cut off during final testimony at his trial Wednesday after he denied the Holocaust. Stephen Baye is accused of trying to storm a synagogue filled with worshippers in October 2019 during Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. When he couldn't break down the door, he's said to have shot dead two people outside instead. Baye told the court the proceedings against him were a show trial and denied the Holocaust. The judge immediately interrupted the speech and reminded him denying the Holocaust is a criminal offense in Germany. French President Emmanuel Macron Wednesday seeks his cabinet's blessing for draft legislation combating, quote, radical Islamism after a spate of attacks, which critics fear risks targeting all Muslims. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.